new old dads,
but we're really just two old dads, and we're really just
two fun dads.
Yes,
going through this together.
Yes. Oh my God, when are people gonna get sick of this? I feel like they're gonna definitely get sick of it eventually.
Mind if they do.
Hey Patrick, what's up, man?
Not much. Are we golden?
We're here. We're live. We're doing it now. That was the last one. I think it worked.
Good.
I hope everybody's doing all right out there.
How you doing, Joe?
Dude, I'm great.
Yeah.
I'm great.
Pandemics.
Yep. Pandemic. And the riots. Whatnot. The world. It's June 7th. So today is D-Day, isn't it?
Oh. Today or yesterday? Yesterday.
June 6th. Yes. June 6th. My bad.
Yep. Celebration of remembrance.
In memoriam.
Yes.
But beautiful weekend this weekend in America, honestly.
Gosh.
I mean, we were home. I know you were home all weekend.
Yeah. Yep. Doing the yard work, brother.
Oh my God, so much yard work. We got a 10 foot by 30 inch pool, and my son, literally, Devin was in it all weekend. I was telling you about that.
Yes.
But the whole time, Carrie's been, still sick, guys. This is week 12 for the Melillo family, and Carrie is still sick. Food isn't really staying down, and she thinks she's kind of dehydrated, and maybe that's part of the reason, but how's it going over there with Angie?
Well, if I feel as if you have at least three more weeks ahead of you that way, 3 to 4, because I just walked into our bedroom and I was like, babe, are you sick? I just heard you getting sick. She's like, yeah, I was
gay. Again.
Oh. Yes. So, yeah. I mean,
because you guys are 3 weeks ahead of us.
I know. Week 15, man. And there's still a lot of gagging going on in the casa. But yeah, it's all good. I feel as if she's getting a little better that way, but a lot of headaches still. We've invested in massages. We've invested in chiropractic work. And, it seems, temporary that the symptoms go away temporarily, but they've, definitely, They're still in our midst, Joe.
Man.
Carrie said she didn't need the size of a Haas avocado.
I just picked up 4 of those today.
Oh.
I figured Carrie eat those, maybe eat a little bit healthier. Because it's not easy being pregnant. And like, as you said, for example, you had to mow the lawn, cook, and do everything because obviously Angie is just not feeling well. And, luckily for me, Carrie is not, she's not 100% down and out. Like, we're kicking butt. But in general, try to cook as much food as I can for the family. And
yeah,
it's not easy, bro. It's not easy. This has been kind of difficult. So it's not as difficult as the girls. Let's be serious.
I concur.
So I did talk to a friend today. We keep telling more people. So like, that's like my favorite part about all this is being able to tell my friends, because a lot of them do have kids and they've been waiting. Hey, when's the kid coming? When's the kid coming? I think they had some really good advice. My one friend said, I go, yo, and we were on the phone together, like all 4 of us, cause we had just told them, and Danny and Eric in Connecticut. And I was like, Hey guys, Eric, what would you say, because he's been through 2 pregnancies, is the one thing that you want to tell me going through a pregnancy that I've never been before? And then he kind of paused and he just was like, yeah, shut the fuck up.
just zip it.
Just be quiet. When she's being emotional, just like leave and go to another room and just shut up. Like, don't do anything. I was like, really? And Danielle was like, get out. She goes, he's like, when she was being a major B, I would have to run out of the room.
Oh,
just so there you go, Patrick. That's something I learned
yourself from the moment.
Oh, man.
That could go 1 of 2 ways, right, Joe?
Yeah. And I'm thinking about, we will bring some interviews on here. I'm going to try to get some, interesting dads. I don't know who. One of my friends is Firefighter Tim. We could ask him to come on.
Firefighter Tim.
Yeah, he's got five girls.
Oh my.
So him and his wife, but he's like a superhuman. So like, I don't know if we want to ask him. He's kind of like, you know, incredible. He like is a firefighter. He's on TV. It's like his wife obviously is like this like super mom. So I don't know. I don't know. We're gonna see.
Five kids. Dang, that's a basketball team, bro.
Five girls. They're all girls. It's crazy. They're cute. That's they're very
UConn
nice.
UConn basketball team right there.
UConn. Oh, my gosh. It's funny. Get Gino RM up here.
Right?
Yeah, for Patrick, what about you, man? What about something new that you've learned this week?
Something new. Again, from the book we've referred to by Adrian Culp, We're Pregnant, The First-Time Dad's Pregnancy Handbook. The legs are now longer than the arms in my world. So there is that. I have that visual on an avocado, a Haas avocado. And so that, you know, I have these visuals of my unborn daughter with legs that are longer than her arms, you know, on a on an avocado. So that's just, I kind of want to draw it out. If I were an artist, I would draw it.
I mean, why are you an artist? I think you should do that. Why wouldn't you just do that? Just draw an avocado and see, just... Because mine is apricot, our baby. Because we don't know if it's a girl or a boy yet. So
yeah, yeah. Are you going to find out?
Yeah, yeah. We're millennials, bro. We want to plan.
Yeah, that's right. I knew that.
I don't want to. There's no fooling around. We're in the room now, as you can see. Yes. Probably won't have the Papa shot.
I like the background. Papa shot.
This will be funny through the podcast. You'll see the updates to this room eventually.
Yes.
Because this will be the baby's room.
The nursery. We've had nursery room items show up. We've ordered a bassinet, and I believe we mentioned this last time, but we what is it, the oh my god,
Snoo,
thank you,
the yeah Snoo. Dude,
and that's still in the box.
Yeah, I'm not quarantine. Opening any of that until it's
in
ready
quarantine, I'll have you know. And so yeah, I bought the blanket that you and I talked about. Just showed up today.
Oh, good. Nice.
The
EMF blocking blanket.
The EMF blanket, which let's talk about that.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's amazing to me that one even has to consider that, considering there's, I don't know, radiation from cell phones and what have you. So the whole idea is this blanket you put over, or she puts over her belly, while she's texting or has the phone or what have you, and it protects her from whatever it is that cell phones emit. And so there's that. It showed up today. It's pink in name of our, you know, with daughter in mind, with Violet Jean in mind. Violet and, Jean.
You're turning Violet.
I know. So yeah, little things are popping up. We're starting to plan the nursery, our nursery, which is currently our guest bedroom and our cat's room. Frankly, we have two gatos and they sleep in that bedroom. So they're going to be displaced. They'll be they're not going to be happy about it, but
yeah, you better start doing it now so they don't blame the baby.
Right. So that's exactly what Angie said today. She said, hey, we need to move those two out of there sooner than later, like now. And that just kind of trips me out to think that, we don't want any, downtrodden kitties. So yeah, nice. We're going to work on that. Got to do a little rearranging in the basement to move the bed down there. And so we have some design work and some work to do on our nursery to be.
Yeah. Something else that put on our list. That's it.
Yes.
Dude, it's something like $500 more a month for a baby, like bills, like in the end, like, and I might be, I'm, as you always say, add 25% to everything.
Totally, dude. Just add 25 points onto whatever it is that you think.
It's like,
that's how it works.
$650 a month extra.
Yeah.
Please bless us, everyone. We're going to be struggling. Money's not easy. I mean, that's probably the hardest part about all this is trying to figure out how to. Meanwhile, I'm like, ooh, $1,000 for a Snoo. I'm in.
Right.
I bought it without a question.
I'm the same way because I appreciate the fact that she's done the research for these items, right? And
I'm just like, oh, okay, let's do it. Because there's reason behind it. And so I'll ask, why the snoo? And she'll tell me, well, you know, it helps us sleep. It's going to help us sleep, which has been at a premium for her.
Yeah, we're gonna buy that.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, give me two of those, right?
So, so you're saying your baby's got long legs, short arms, yeah. Baby avocado. Mine's the size of an apricot.
Apricot.
And the intestines have started to the baby's intestines, eyes, and ears are in place. And it's starting to get reflexes. So it's the actual baby's starting to like twitch and move inside the belly, but you won't be able to feel it.
Oh, and so here's the deal, dude. I mean, what? We were, it was
mom's moodiness.
Like Tuesday morning this past week. And she comes sprinting into the room. She goes, I just felt the baby flutter. It fluttered. And I was like, oh, well, can I touch? Can I feel the flutter? If I put my hand on your stomach, can I feel the flutter? And she's like, no, it was really super quick. And I was like, what brought it on? And there was nothing in particular that she could nail it down to, but we had our first flutter, Joe.
Oh, man. Thank God. Got a lot of fluttering going on in there. That's unbelievable. Viola Jean getting it done. Already starting to move
she's
around.
She's in the house.
Yeah. Dude, this episode is brought to you by Olive Garden. Keeping my pregnant wife happy with one breadstick at a time. I didn't realize Carrie hasn't been eating, but we went to Olive Garden tonight because we dropped Devin off to his dad's house. And, you know, she was like, I want to eat out. And I don't want to eat that much. I'll have some soup and breadsticks and some salad. And I was like, okay, great. Now, I am vehemently against Olive Garden. I freaking hate that place.
Vehemently.
I mean, if there was one place that I thought I would never go as an Italian man from the East Coast is going to freaking Olive Garden in the Midwest. Oh my God. Unbelievable.
Well,
Germans, just kidding.
And
German
that's,
food.
Right? And that's what German she wants. Food. That's what she's feeling right
that's
now.
That's what she was feeling. Yeah. And I, you know, and she was all giddy almost like, ooh, the food's good. We were sitting in it was all COVID out. Right. So we didn't, we pulled up and they're like, hey, what's your name? Are you eating inside? We're like, yeah. They're like, well, don't get out of your car. Just stay here. They took our name and then they're going to text us. And so we parked in the back and then they texted us and literally like as soon as we parked, they texted us. So they had like tables ready to go. So we got in and then everything was super social distance. And they're like, all right, what's your name? And we're like, Joe, Carrie, Melillo. And they're like, okay. And so they brought us right back to our table and there was like nobody around us. It was like basically empty, but very interesting experience with this COVID stuff, being able to now in the back of my mind, oh man, you know, we're pregnant, you know, wearing masks on our way there, but you know, so far, so good. As long as we wash our hands every time and do that. So I don't know about you, man. Do you worry about that? Because we go out a lot. I know we're around people.
I do. You know, owning Behringer's, which you've mentioned before, the fact that I have to be down at a tavern on a consistent basis just to, you know, be part of my business and make sure it moves forward. I totally worry about it. I don't want to bring that home, right?
No. No.
And so the fact that I'm you know, like Olive Garden, we're spacing out the tables and I'm avoiding folks and I'm wearing a mask. But still that part of it freaks me out because I mean, with viruses, and I'm no doctor, right. But with viruses, it's like, it just runs its course. Eventually everybody gets it is what I hear. And it's like, man, I don't want to get that now. I don't need that aggravation at all.
And speaking of our research, Patrick, I did a little bit of searching online, and a couple of things came up. Now, I also, dude, have you ever heard of this? I get that this is gonna sound so stupid, but you know, women they don't have their periods during pregnancy, right? You know that, right?
I didn't know that.
Okay, good. Okay. Yeah. That they don't have it after they give birth and while they're breastfeeding. I didn't know that. Because today we were cleaning out the garage and Carrie has a bunch of tampons that we had bought before the pandemic so that we wouldn't run out, you know, because we didn't know if we were going to be in our house for like 6 weeks at a time.
Sure.
And so we're like, she looked at these and she's like, oh, not going to need these for like 2 years. I was like, well, really?
So there's no expiration date on those things,
I guess. Well, I don't know. Like if we need to give them away or sell them.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't put you on the spot like
that. I mean, I legit don't know.
Check the box, Joe.
No, we looked, and Carrie was assuming, but yeah, that's something I didn't know, which is
hilarious. So where are they stored? In your garage?
Yeah. We have a whole section where during when COVID was hitting, we were like stockpiling our food, and obviously a freaking mouse got in our food.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Mouse
shit everywhere. So fucking annoying. So to take out the whole, that's what we did today. Carrie, this afternoon. So our whole garage is now back to being like almost empty. It's clean.
Oh, gosh.
Great. I love it. Something. A clean garage. I am such a freaking dad. I don't even have a kid yet. I don't have a baby yet, but I am a dad. Like a clean garage is like unbelievable. It's like one of the coolest feelings in the world. I don't know why. Because it's the less stuff I have.
Well, it's all about organization, right? But yeah, that's I think about cleaning up my basement or my garage, and it gives me stress. I feel the high blood pressure kick in that topic even comes up.
I'm like, get after it. I'm like, let's go. This is because like I was waiting for that mouse. I mean, if Carrie listens to this episode, she might be mad at me, but like we had all this stuff that we were going to sell, but I've been saying that we need to give it away for like six 6 months saying, no, we need to give this away because we're never going to sell it. It was like stuff that nobody I thought would ever buy.
Yeah.
Sure enough, the mouse was near that stuff. And so I had to clean everything out because, you know, it's gross as shit because of the mouse shit everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, and it really was only, it only looked like it was one mouse. I did see it. It fell from the top shelf and onto the floor and ran away. And I saw it.
Son of a...
And I was like, gosh, we got into our sugar. Like we had like, we had like some like corn out there, like caramel corn, like candy caramel corn or something, whatever. I don't know. And it got
it's
in
like
there.
A mouse haven there.
Yeah. Yeah, come on over to the Malillo house. Feed everybody.
Follow me, everybody. Well, they only poop like 70 times a day.
Yeah, I know. They like, you know, and you know this. Yeah, your basement's flooded with them, aren't they?
Well, it was at one point. It was at one point.
You live in an old house, so that's part of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, that is part of it. But yeah, we did have our mouse issues here in the last 6 months. However, they're gone. Knock on wood.
Dude.
They are gone.
Well, either way, we...
pregnancy brain. Let's talk about pregnancy brain.
Oh, okay.
Have you experienced that at all?
Oh, my gosh. Like, left and right.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Carrie can't... Sometimes she'll come downstairs and she was like, wait, what was I doing?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I don't know, babe.
Well, the reason I bring that up is that according to the book, it really starts to kick in at week 15. And my wife is... I mean, when it comes to smarts, I mean, she's over the top. She's as smart a person I've ever met. And I've yet to experience it. I was, or at least experience her, you know, losing her keys or losing this or losing that. The author talks about, you know, several different things to look out for, as far as helping your wife during this time, because pregnancy brain's a thing, and you know, like misplacing your keys or misplacing this or that. And I just haven't experienced that yet with Angie. She hasn't.
Maybe she's immune. Pregnancy brain immunity.
Maybe she's just so over the top smart that it just kind of brings her down to my level, where.
I don't think any amount of pregnancy brain will bring her down to your level.
She's pregnancy brain just brings her back down to to my scope of smarts.
No way, Patrick.
But no, I haven't experienced that with her at all.
No, that's funny. Yeah, no, Carrie. Not that she's not smart, just in general. Let's go down this road. In general, she is very, she's got the pregnancy brain. Even now, she's had it for a couple of weeks. She's like, and it's funny because I know it's crazy because the cells are multiplying at such a rate that, you know, it's crazy to think that her body can support another, essentially, almost like a parasite when you think about it, you know? And that's, you know, I can see that playing a factor into the pregnancy brain.
So, oh my gosh. Right. I mean, it just pulling resources basically. Right. I mean, you have this blank slate inside of you or inside of her, and it's pulling all these resources that I can't even imagine, man. I mean, I just can't imagine. And I really put thought to it. Like today I was mowing, and when I mow, I try and think about things. Just in general. And one of the things I was thinking about was having a growing human being in my body. And how do you support that physically and mentally? Oh my gosh. I mean, just God bless.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. We're trying to support her.
I can't even imagine what would that level of responsibility. I mean, right? I mean,
yeah.
How can you not question all day, every day, if you're doing the right thing, you know, to support this being and not have any regrets about the way that you do things? That's just how I would look at it, right? It's like, oh my gosh, did I eat the right thing? Did I do the right thing? Should I have not picked up that heavy object? Whatever.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a lot. Oh, man.
I know. And Carrie's in a few groups that they discuss that kind of stuff, the women, because they've either had pregnancies before that have failed and had miscarriages, and this is maybe their first real try where it's not a miscarriage, or other pregnancies, like, you know, they've had pregnancies and kids before this, and this is just another one. And so some of the things she's in those groups, and it's very interesting. And also, a lot of times, this is something, guys, that I didn't know, but might be good information for anybody out there, that antidepressants are something that pregnant women need.
Yeah.
And there are a lot more pregnant women out there who are taking antidepressants. So if you think your wife or your the mother of your child, your unborn child is having depression issues, that actually antidepressants, I found a study because that's what I did. I searched for a study on Science Daily, and there is no link between prenatal antidepressant exposure and autism. So that's just a great segue from what we were talking about. You know, a mother's use of antidepressants during pregnancy does not appear to increase her child's risk of autism, according to a new meta-analysis study, Jeffrey Newport, MD, published in the American Journal of Psychiatry.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up because when Angie found out she was pregnant, she was on an antidepressants and she stopped taking it, thinking that, hey, I want to be
clean.
Right. That was exactly how she felt. So she stopped taking her antidepressant, right when she found out she was pregnant. And as time went on, and she discussed it with her doctor, the doctor was like, no, you're good. You know, you can take what you're taking. And she said, listen, you know, it's probably a good idea to take your antidepressant because, you know, it could feed into postpartum depression.
Yeah.
Which I don't have any concept of other than, wow, let's avoid it, right? Let's avoid that at all costs. Just what I do know about it, it's got to be very challenging for both people.
Yeah.
For the mother and the father and the child. And so she's recommitted to being on her antidepressant. And hey, listen, give me a happy pill.
Yeah, whatever. I need something. Right? I need that too. Give me
a happy pill.
I mean, straight up.
But yeah, so, her doctor directed her as such. So that's interesting you bring that up.
Yeah, I figured we'll give some guys out there that maybe, you know, if you're not paying attention, you need to pay attention. If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably somebody who cares about your wife a lot.
Right.
And that you just want to do it. And that's how I feel too. I mean, like my friend said to me on the phone, you know, just shut the fuck up. do what you need to do.
That was just tonight.
Yeah, that was like 10 minutes before we started this podcast. He's like, just shut the fuck up. Don't start.
Zip it. www.zipit.com.
Austin Powers reference. I love my movie references on this podcast.
Indeed.
Well, we hope you guys are enjoying this. I hope the podcast listeners like what we're putting out there. You know, like the throwing up. We got some predictions. We like to end the podcast on some predictions of the upcoming week. I'm gonna say that Carrie is gonna be feeling better, but not 100%. I take that back. We got two more weeks of this after what you told me now.
According to the book and his experience with four children, if I'm not mistaken, it should be taming down by now, and the consistent tiredness should be starting to even out. And I haven't seen any of that, so I hope so. So back to the prediction, I predict that in the next 7 to 10 days, she's going to feel better. She's going to get some more energy, and she's brought up several times in the last 3-4 weeks. This sucks. I don't want to feel this way anymore. I don't want to feel bad. And what do you do, Joe? Right. I mean, other than just kind of like, nah, I'm so sorry, you know?
Love on her. I mean, yeah, even that doesn't work for me. just like hugs, not really going to help get away. I mean, she's it's been bad. And I guess this is all we've been talking about because that's all literally that we can do and we can see. But, you know, there's also been a lot of good parts in general, you know, like in between, because Carrie's a trooper. We went and shot off rockets the other night, despite the fact that she was feeling sick. Like, you know, I don't know. I guess we're blessed because we have Devin too. So it's been a lot of help.
Well, you know, and this kind of puts it in perspective how she feels. Yesterday, a friend of ours called, about 8:30 in the morning. And he said, hey, you want to go boating tonight about 6:30? Up north, northern Indianapolis. And he said about 6:30, he should be kind of going down. You guys want to go boating? And he knows she's pregnant. And we were at the farmer's market in Garfield Park at the time. And Lo and I were sitting under a tree. And I was reading my book under the tree. And I said, John, I'll call you back. And as we were walking home and I was discussing it with her, she was like, I'm just so concerned that we're going to be out on a boat on a lake and it's going to be warm. And I just don't want to, I don't want to feel nauseous and be out there. And two, I don't want to be the one that says, I got to go back, you guys.
No doubt.
And she said, I feel like such a party pooper. And I was like, what, babe, you know,
can't have FOMO.
It's nothing. Yeah. Well, that
fear of missing out.
Right. Exactly. I was like, it's all good. I don't, you know, they'll understand. It's not that big a deal.
No.
Because it isn't. It isn't to me. It's just, it'd been fun and they're fun people. And the thing that I know she's struggling with is she's such a social being. She's, you know, she likes to go out and dance. She likes to go out and do karaoke. And she's just a fun person. And so to hear her say, I don't want to be a party pooper. It's pretty obvious to me that she's like, man, this is me, but it's not me. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, it's like,
yeah,
it's not herself.
No.
I'm sure
feel herself.
And then COVID, you know, coronavirus didn't help either.
Oh, right. You throw that in the mix.
Dude. And we don't even know, like I was looking up some of the research on what COVID-19 is going to do to like pregnant women in general, like mentally, but also physically, you know, because we're not like we've been talking about, we're not really allowed in the, I haven't been allowed in the hospital since the pregnancy. So, you know, week 20, we still got 8 more weeks. So 2 months from now, when we do our week 20 appointment, like, am I going to be allowed? And you heard our friends that came over to your house for that cookout last Thursday, they said that Cooper went in, I just said his name, whatever. Cooper and Brooke, they went in and he was allowed in, but by accident that he like snuck in.
Oh, I missed out on that. I didn't hear that the other night.
Yeah, you were too busy grilling and being a dad.
So what's been super cool. We brought this up, the fact that we have Joe and Carrie to lean on in this time.
Yeah.
And vice versa. We have another couple that we're friends with that are going through the same, they're pregnant as well. And so it's super cool that we, you know, we're just a phone call away of, man, oh man, dude, what do I do here? Yeah. And so, yeah, Cooper and Brooke, they're
going
as well.
Yep. How many girls are we going to have? I have like two friends that have boys. It's crazy. Mm. I still think it's a girl. I just think it's a girl. Everything is telling me it's a girl. There is a
I just
test.
Didn't feel that. I had no, that's interesting that you have a prediction.
Yeah.
I didn't have that.
I don't know why. Something about it.
What's Carrie think?
Well, today she switched back to thinking it's a boy, so it really? Doesn't matter.
So she went from a steadfast girl to today a boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's like, I'm starting to think it's a boy again. I was like, what? You know, whatever. I mean, I still think it'd be really cute to have a little girl running around.
Of course.
Well,
so, if you want a boy, keep feeding her Olive Garden then.
Minestrone soup.
There you go.
We'll call her Minnie. No. What else, Patrick? We're gonna end the podcast this week. We really, you know, obviously care about everybody listening, so we really appreciate it. Don't take too much of your time, guys.
Flies by.
I know.
It flies by.
Got like good couple things to talk about. You know, we want to make sure we keep our guys informed. Just you know, if you have questions, email us newolddadspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And also follow us on our Facebook page, New Old Dads Podcast on Facebook.
Indeed.
Pretty much it.
Indeed. And Joe?
What's up, buddy?
In the middle of difficulty lies opportunity.
Is that the end? Is that what we're ending it on?
Sure, why not?
Thanks, everybody. Thanks a lot. Love you, Patrick.